Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, a trauma therapist, coach, and the founder of Embrace Your Brave. And one of our goals for this podcast is to help all of us find our way back home to ourselves. So today, we want to start kind of talking about what that could look like. And one of our foundational pathways home for all of us is actually through our emotions. So this episode is for those of us who maybe never really learned about our emotions, or maybe we're never taught how to feel, or what your emotions are even there for. So if you didn't feel safe, or maybe you didn't feel like there was space in your home for you to feel, then you may have learned to keep yours inside. And so this episode is going to be for you. So today we're gently exploring why emotions matter, what happens when we don't feel them or can't feel them, and then how do we begin reconnecting with our emotions and expressing them in a safe and healthy way. So first, let's just talk about emotions. Emotions are not right or wrong. They just are. They're not a flaw or a weakness. They're just part of being human. And one of our top needs as children is the need to be able to feel and to feel all of our emotions. We need someone in our life to say, you know what? It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to feel angry about that. That makes sense. But for many of us, that's not what happened. And for many of us, we learn to shut off our emotions early on in life because maybe we didn't want to be a burden. Or maybe mama already had too much on her shoulders. Or the chaos in our home made it feel like emotions were dangerous. So for some of us, we just learned to shut them down. Maybe just be good and not need anything. Or go cry by ourselves in our room. Or maybe just not let ourselves cry at all, even when we're hurting. Or for some of us, and this was kind of true for me, maybe you learned that some emotions are okay and some aren't. Like sadness is weak, or maybe anger is bad, or having needs is too much. And so we learn to start shutting down emotions. But when we start shutting down emotions, perhaps maybe we'll say, well, let's just shut down our anger. But when you shut down one emotion, you're going to actually start shutting down all of them. We don't just lose sadness, then we lose joy. We don't just numb pain. We numb connection and pleasure and creativity and even hope. So that's why many people say, I just don't feel anything anymore. It's not that you're broken. It's that your body has found a way to keep you safe. It's found a way to help you survive. But that safety has come at a cost. And that cost is aliveness. So feeling isn't just about being emotional. It's about being well. It's about healing. It's about wholeness. So when we disconnect from our emotions, then we disconnect from ourselves. We disconnect from our ability to know what we need and to set healthy boundaries or to speak up for ourselves when that's necessary or even to feel like joy. And when emotions don't have a way to like move through us, they don't just disappear. They get stored in our bodies. And that can quietly turn into depression. And over time, as we keep pushing our feelings down, it can lead to physical illness because we're all connected. Our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our souls, all of it is connected. And so, what we may not realize is sometimes the evidence of this is showing up in our physical bodies. And this can lead to chronic fatigue, digestive issues, anxiety or panic attacks, autoimmune flare-ups, or just that deep numbness that we can't even explain. So, again, feeling isn't just about being emotional. It's about being whole and being connected. So, if no one's ever told you this before, feeling your feelings is one of the bravest things you'll ever do. And it's one of the most important things you can do for your emotional and physical health. So, you're not broken if you can't feel. You've just learned to survive. But I don't want you to just learn to survive. I want you to live. So, how can we possibly begin to feel again? And this is not about shame. It's not about shame that we don't know how to do this. How are you going to know something that you've never been taught? But then at the same time, it's never too late to learn. And so, let's learn, right? Let's start today. So here's some of the tools that I use with my clients and in my own life when it comes to emotions. Name what you feel. And for me, with my clients, I use like a feeling wheel and I help people kind of put words to what they're feeling. So it could be, I feel sad, I feel anxious, I feel overwhelmed. And then they have words to connect to that. And then maybe we can start to connect to our body and say, where am I feeling this at in my body? See, the body actually holds on to all of this and it doesn't forget. It remembers. And the body doesn't lie. It tells the truth. So when we're connecting to our body, we can actually notice sometimes what our emotions are. And it might look like a tightness in your chest. Or a knot in your stomach. And you just learn to notice it instead of be so disconnected that we're not even seeing it. And then when you do notice some of that happening in your body as you are starting to reconnect, you want to have compassion on that part of you. And one of the things that I do with my clients when we start getting connected to our body is I'll just have them like put their hand on that part of their body. So maybe it's their heart, maybe it's their chest, right? Maybe it's their gut. And you just kind of gently place your hand right there, and it's just kind of saying, I see you and I care. And you start looking at that those parts of you with gentleness and compassion and curiosity, right? And that's part of reconnecting to our body as we're reconnecting to our emotions. And then we want to find healthy ways to express our emotion. So you kind of figure out what works best for you. And it could be if you like to write, you can write it out. You can journal. Sometimes it's just letting yourself cry when you need to cry. Crying is so healthy for us. Or maybe it's just getting up and moving, like moving our body, going for a walk, doing something to move our body. And then, maybe we need that little pep talk from ourself. And so recording some little voice memos on your phone to remind you of who you are. Or finding someone safe to talk to, that can be such a valuable resource, but they got to be safe, right? And then one of my favorite ways is through music. Now I'm a big Swiftie, and I personally think that Taylor's one of us, and she's one of those people that's really helping women reclaim their voice. And if you listen to her lyrics, she is expressing through her music what so many of us feel, but we can't find the words for. So I recommend that, but you find what works for you. Music is a powerful way to express yourself. And it doesn't have to be perfect. We just start somewhere, right? You just start somewhere. And when it comes to your emotions, you know, it's like I said, start wherever, start small. You don't have to tackle the biggest, hardest emotions. Go for, you know, maybe just what feels overwhelming. Just start putting words to whatever it is you're feeling. So yeah, if we want to kind of think about this more personally for you and reflect on this a little bit, ask yourself, what was I taught about emotions growing up? Was it okay to feel? Were some people like very expressive in their emotions? Or are there some people that you've never seen them cry? What did it look like for you? Let's get curious about that. And then what emotions have felt safe for you to express? What have you felt comfortable with? And then what are the ones that you tend to avoid and why? Just get curious, you know? It's just moving towards ourself and asking those questions and with compassion and curiosity, just understanding we make sense in our story. We just got to look back and ask the questions. And then, you know, what emotion am I feeling right now? Right? What am I holding in right now? And maybe this is an opportunity to do that. And I do encourage you to start doing this. Connecting with your emotions and finding words to express how you're feeling is one of those gentle ways that you can start reconnecting with yourself. One of my favorite resources for this, and you can look it up right now, is an app called How We Feel. And I really love this resource because it's right there on our phones. And a lot of times we always have our phones with us. But when you check in on that app, you actually will see that it will define what these words are. And you can find the words that more accurately describe what you're feeling. And then on this app, it'll also ask you, like, well, where are you right now? Right? Who are you around? What are you doing? And that will help you kind of get an idea of what your emotional patterns are and maybe what environments impact you in different ways. So that's just a free resource. If you want to start somewhere, start there. But emotions are super important. And like I said, there's no shame that we don't know this yet. We don't know what we don't know. But then when we learn something different, then we can do something different. And that's what this is about. So listen, feelings matter. Your feelings matter. You're meant to feel. And not just the pretty emotions, but all of the emotions. And emotions aren't a problem, right? They're messages from our insides that carry truth and wisdom and healing. And even if you haven't learned to feel before, you can learn now, right? You're safe now. You're strong enough now. You don't have to do that alone either. That's why we're here doing this together. So, thank you again so much for just being here today and taking the time to learn about, you know, ways that we can reconnect with ourselves and come home to ourselves. And understanding emotions and why they matter is a really important part of that. So, if this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone else that you care about, that you know needs it. And if you're wanting more support with connecting with your voice or your emotions or the truth, reach out. We are right here and we are walking with you through this. So remember, you matter, your voice matters, your story matters, your healing matters, and you are not that girl anymore. And you're becoming who you were always meant to be. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.